Masters have been going pretty smooth. I've met with maybe 7 teams so far. My biggest night is tonight. I have about 5 formal meetings. No, actually 10 formal meetings. They're all back to back from about 6 to 10. But interview's been great. Being able to, meet all the coaching staff. Be able to, just communicate with those guys.
How big was that championship game for you? How you play it?
That was a big game. I felt like I had a great game. This is when I had people, my teammates, who came out victorious.
What was different about this year as opposed to last year?
I met with the Jets the first
time. Last year, we didn't know what it takes to win a national championship. So just coming back this year, we know what it takes. I mean, we had experience in our quarterback. The rest of the offense, to go back and be myself.
And, Mike, one of the teams that you've been mock draft to is Buffalo, and Sammy Watkins is there. Tell us a little bit about maybe a relationship you might have with Sammy and what it might mean to go there and play with him.
Well, me and Sammy, we communicate sometimes. We have the same agent, so I mean, we kind of communicate through him. But I mean, it would be great to team up with Sammy again and play on the same team.
How different was the journey for you coming off the injury and being able to contribute in such a big way? What was that like for
you? Well, just sitting out last year, it was a tough moment for me. So just coming in this year and just have my teammate, it was a great experience.
Have you heard anything medically from the NFL teams? Have they done any, given any feedback on that at all?
Yeah, I'm healthy.
Did you ever wonder if this would happen, though? Did you ever wonder if you'd get here?
No, I wouldn't worry about that. I mean, I've been with the Dodgers every week after I got my injury, and I was just getting good news, so I was just keeping everything positive.
And, David O'Brien, a huge Cowboy fan, and, they wanted me to joke around and, had the crowd decided and a good laugh. So, the base.
Well, probably maybe this is work ethic, just seeing him every day compete and be practicing. I just looked up to him, just continuing to do what he did when he left, and I just kept the watch to see what you think on it.
The David O'Brien board, especially, I promise you, that I'll be back. It was that good.
When we see in practice every day, we compete every day in practice, with our defense. That's where the confidence comes from, practice. I mean, we knew we was capable of doing that whole season, so we're going to check the arms down and make some plays.
Why are you guys focused?
I mean, our coach is going to make the best play calls for us. We just execute the plays, and that's what we do it all season, just putting drives together, making a lot of plays and having fun. No, I'm waiting until my birthday.
Why do you want to wait?
Long season.
Are you confident? Have you been training for the 40? I know you said you're not running it here, but have you been training to get better at the 40? Do you feel like that could be the kind of thing, if you don't turn in a blazing time, that can typecast you out?
It's all about just playing football.
How much did it help playing in this conference? How much does it help preparing you for the future of the NFL?
That's great. The ACC is very, very talented. I have a lot of professional guys that's been there. A lot of good games, a lot of big moments, a lot of spotlight, a lot of cameras. It won't be no surprise whenever I get to the next level because, I was able to do it at the collegiate level.
You said, Sean, a few weeks ago, Dabo Swinney compared you to Michael Jordan.
Yeah, that was a great meeting. How do you take that?
I just had an info.
I actually met with the Cardinals last night. That was a great meeting. Also had a chance to sit down and talk to the offensive coordinator and go do some board work.
You like their offense?
Yeah. pretty good afternoon. Man, I had one of my teammates.
You said, that you saw some
teammate
from Clemson,
Jerron Brown. He also
part of your interview with the Chiefs.
I was not. This is off-season. I'm actually working with Jordan Bowman, so we watch film. You know, we can see Chiefs, the Steelers, Patriots, the Cowboys.
Cool. We all got a lot. So, I mean, just to see him compete every day is good.
What do you think separates the two of you? What separates the two of you when it comes to draft
board? Well, just playmakers. I mean, playmakers who go out there and have fun and just do what it takes to help our team win games.
Simple playbook.
Six formations. I
feel like I wanted the best pass people here, though. I mean, certain defense, and then they talk.
I want to go
one true offensive play. What you're doing to read.
You've made so many contested catches in your
career. I thought I did pretty well.
Watch tape of it. Kind of model yourself after.
Have you met with the Browns?
I met with the Browns tonight.
What if you ended up with a guy like Green? What if you ended up?
I think so. I'm going to prepare myself to be ready for every moment. So if I have to play early or right away, then I'm going to be prepared for that moment.
Just confidence that I have.
Is that something that you can work on? Is it just a natural gift?
You can work on it, but I feel like it's just something that just naturally happens sometimes.
And, you're good on the boundary. How do you work the boundary so well?
That's mainly what I practice at Clemson with the boundary. You know, it's a small amount of field over there where you're in that boundary. So, I mean, you just have to be physical and work a lot of technique. And, I'm actually meeting with them tonight. South Carolina was a great game. I mean, a big robbery. You know, we just wanted to go out there and compete and just dominate those guys. But, you know, that's something you would talk about forever. So, I mean, this is why I didn't have a great game against them. That was special.
Partially for you, though, was that your best game?
Who's
the best DB you faced against this year?
I'd probably say Alabama DB was good.
Do you think it's fair to criticize the number of interceptions not knowing necessarily what the system called for?
How well is Clemson prepared to replace the nine of you guys who are here now?
As a receiver in college?
Mike is, ownership is very, very tough. He's very strong, and we're very close, especially building on this past year. connected with each
another
other.
Another good receiver. You know, on the other side.
Hanging out and hanging out the process.
I
do have to have him as a weapon. He's that range, and he's going to come down with it. So,
great
professional. I'm excited to see what he can do at this point.
What makes him, you know, the quarterback he is?
He just knows everybody will be at the right time. He poised in the pocket. He made straight decisions, and he just played well under pressure.
What's your reaction when you see some people have Trubisky and Kaiser ranked ahead of him in this process?
I watched some stuff as well. He was a big physical receiver.
It happens. Championship and
Coming from a program like Clemson, just competing with the best every day. It's going to be different, but I feel like I'm ready for it.
The slow start started because, we were running. I just started off, not completing balls that we could complete, dropping balls, not being on the same page, things like that. Started communicating and catching balls and making throws. Being on the same page,
catching me.
That's when everything kind of started flowing. So, that goes with any offense. Bros, we have a lot of hype going to the team. They don't have the same communication, they don't have the same page. That's their opinion. If you ask all the guys that are, other quarterbacks that's in this draft class, they'll probably say the same thing. It's just gonna make the documenting, the story in 5-10 years even better whenever, they start talking good about it. So it's a motivational tip, it's a humbling tip, and they can say what they want to say, but that's just opinions, it's not facts. You haven't stepped foot on the NFL field yet, so they don't know what's going to happen.
Talk about your winning resume, but the NFL team that drafts you is probably not going to be a winning team, a team with a poor record. How do you think you'll handle that responsibility and pressure to kind of lift the franchise?
Just come in and just create our environment, a winning environment, and just get everyone on the same page. And you just got to be patient with it and take time. Winning at the NFL level is not easy. It's tough. Each and every week is a tough week. You got to be able to be on the same page with the guys and pull it out. So, just being able to have that experience of winning, maybe it can spread throughout the team and the franchise and kind of spread throughout the players and you know, turn a franchise around.
Sean, how do you go about proving that you can handle three in the whole field?
This is going to start the interview process in the meeting room. Whenever they ask me questions, I ask them, and they do them right, and they just have to build up trust. I know I can do it. I've done it. I've shown it. The film goes enough, but it goes down to the coaching staff, the GM, they really think I can do it. But right now in this process, I can't really show too much until I get on the floor.
Sean, I think you came through Cam 7-on-7, Cam Newport. What's your relationship with him like? Has he told you anything about what to expect?
The relationship with me and Cam has always been close since high school. He's such a big brother with me. We talk all the time. And during our communication the past couple of years, we really didn't talk too much about football unless I asked a question. We just talked about life and just hung out with each other. But his advice that going through this process is just be patient, be the best you can be, don't change, be confident, and you're a great player. Walk around like that because you've earned that right. People criticize you all the time, but at the end of the day, you just do what you do. And at the end of the day, winning solves everything. You can't take that away from anyone. You can talk bad about their techniques or the bad decisions, but if a guy wins, then you can't really say anything. So winning, all you do is go out there and be the best and win.
And what do you remember from your days as the Falcons ball boy?
That was awesome.